Welcome back, everyone. I'm Simon Severino, your business coach. And today I bought a stock. I bought Hermès Paris. And you might say, Simon, since when are you a fashion guy? You have no idea of fashion. Just because you're an Italian doesn't mean you have any clue about fashion. And you are right. I know nothing about fashion and I don't plan to know anything about fashion. The reason why I bought this stock is a strategic reason. And as you know, I only care about two things: buyer psychology and business strategy. So I'm sharing with you buyer psychology insights and business strategy insights that you can use today in two ways. First of all, you can apply the learnings that I'm sharing in a moment to your own business. If you are a solopreneur, a small business, medium-sized business, you can apply these principles immediately to your business this week, and by doing that, increasing your pricing power. And an additional value is also, as an investor, you might have a shortcut here to your research about a possible stock that might be interesting for your long-term portfolio. So let's have a look at Hermès Paris and why I bought the stock today. This is not financial advice. I'm just sharing my research process and specifically my thinking about the two, my expertise areas, which is buyer psychology and business strategy. If we look at Hermès, one thing that stands out from their financials, when we compare them to their peers, and if you look at industry competition, immediately Louis Vuitton pops up. And so I was comparing the financials and I found something extremely interesting. The financials have one big difference. The cost of acquisition of one new client couldn't be more different for Hermès than it is for Louis Vuitton. So I dig deeper. How is it possible that Hermès spends 4.5% on acquiring a new customer while Louis Vuitton spends 16% in the same quarter? So I went even deeper. And my question was, wait a moment, maybe the profit margins are different. Let's go to the profit margins. So I was expecting Louis Vuitton to have lower profit margins. What I found is that Hermès has year over year profit margins like a software business, which doesn't have all the hardware expenses, even being in a hardware business. So two things stood out. First, much lower costs to get new clients and much higher profits quarter over quarter, year over year, over multiple years. So I was intrigued and I started studying, what is it? What is the difference? Both are owner-led. So that's not the difference, because we know that owner-led businesses have on average over the last decades 7% higher performance than not owner-led businesses. And the reason is simple. Charlie Munger explained the reason very well. He said, show me the incentives and I show you the results. So if you have a CEO who is not the owner, the incentives for the CEO are very different. It's not really their business. So they're just doing a job. You sleep differently if you are a business owner or if you just operate the business for somebody else. So the incentives are not 100% aligned when you are not the owner. This is why owner-led businesses, and you can see this with Nvidia, with Tesla, and with many other examples, are much, much stronger. Also, the beginning of Visa, if you remember, was really, really led by the owner. Now, if we stay with that finding. Let's go deeper into that finding. So much higher profit rates, high S software, and much lower cost of acquisition. So I went deeper and deeper and deeper. And then my thesis was, what if one of them is in true luxury and has network effects, and the other one is in mixed luxury and has network effects? Because Louis Vuitton has also a part that is not luxury, which is all the beverages, right? Champagne, etc. They're not really luxury. They are also available for many people who aspire to live a luxurious life, but they don't. And sometimes they drink champagne because it feels luxurious, but they are not the real target audience. It's like when Gucci decided that they will have some handbags that are available, they lost their luxury status. So I wanted to learn more about luxury. I started doing it. I bring my first learnings to my mastermind, the JVC, and the members really resonated and said, Simon, I can apply all of this to my business. And this is why I want to share this with you, because I think you can apply this to your business. So the original work that I studied about luxury business models is by two gentlemen called Jean-Noël Capferat and Vincent Bastien. They did a the article about the luxury business model in 2008, and I went through the whole thing to extract some key learnings for you. So you don't have to read the whole thing, but if you want to read it, I will put it on X for you to grab it. Now, the key things which I have summarized on X, let's go to X where I've summarized the key learnings. Here they are. So how can you, as a small business owner, achieve high margins, software-like margins, even if you are in hardware or other services? You can shift from price taker to price maker, and here is exactly how you do it. First, full control of the value chain. We see Elon doing this. We see many people doing this. Full control of the value chain means you do not rely on third parties for the entire value chain, from awareness to delivery to upsell, cross-sell, retainment, and expanding. It's all in your control, okay? The second thing is full control of the experience. You will also not have a weak franchise where other people can have a lower quality delivery. So if franchise, strong franchise. Then highly selective distribution. You will not have it available everywhere. If you think of Ferrari, which is also a stock that I'm considering buying next year, the Ferrari has only 200 distributors worldwide. Worldwide, only 200, and you cannot just get in and buy one. You have to get in, you have to show, they make it really hard for you to buy. You have to show that you are able to care for a Ferrari, that you had at least a used Ferrari. You have to show them how it looks like. Can you maintain a Ferrari? And then you will get, if you pay full price, you will get 3 years later your first new Ferrari. So there are different levels of making it hard to buy. High level of personalized services, one-to-one relationships with clients at all levels. High level of craftsmanship, the quality must be impeccable. Exceptional level of quality, no licenses. Also, and licenses means weak certification models, weak franchise models, where you just give it away and they can do whatever quality they want. It must be strong model, where you make sure that the quality is exactly the same as McDonald's. No super sales, no promotions, no discounts, no celebrities. So if you want to apply these things, try it with your own business model. It might really increase the pricing power that you can have. And when you shift from being a price taker to a price maker, now everything changes for you. Your cost of acquisitions will be lower. Your profit margins will be higher. Why is Hermès cost of acquisition so low? Because a true luxury brand doesn't need to find clients. Clients find you. And also, they don't pick between you and others. They have enough abundance in spending power that they can buy yours and your competitors. So it's not a decision either or. Those are the reasons why Hermès as a stock is superior, in my view, than most of its competitors, and why it's also more similar to Ferrari than to other fashion brands, even if it's a different industry. But the structure of the business model is the same. They have a management that understands how to manage it, and those are the exact actions they do that you can implement. So I hope it can inspire you to stay in a position of strong pricing instead of getting into a position of having to take prices that people want to give you. And have a great week. See you soon.